there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
UConn or your national champions defeating San Diego State 76-59. Right now, we head right to the locker room. Alex Caravan, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, starting forward for the Huskies. Now a national champion. Alex, congratulations, man. How you feeling?
It feels amazing right now. I don't think the feeling's set in yet. I think it's really going to hit when I lay in bed tonight, but it's an unbelievable feel. I think everyone in this locker room deserves it. It's something that can't be taken away from us.
Yeah, from now on, the rest of your life, people need to introduce you as national champion, Alex Caravan. It's like the title that you keep the rest of your life.
I'll definitely take that title. I don't want that to change at all.
So this one, you guys got ahead, but, you know, a little anxiousness. Could see it in Coach Hurley's halftime interview. What was that speech like at halftime as you guys got ready to go back out?
Yeah, to continue what we were doing, to not let up. You know, it was they're a team that could come back, and they weren't going to give up, and they definitely showed that during the second half. And we had to stick to our identity, continue doing what we were doing, and to not let the foot off the gas and kind of sense it 0-0.
Now, did I get this right? One of your high school coaches asked you for a dunk tonight pregame, wanted you to dunk once?
He did, and I need to text him and say, unfortunately, that did not happen.
And you signed it by saying champ, right?
Yeah, national champion,
yeah,
sorry.
National champion.
Yeah, I hope he appreciates that more.
But you got the 3 block shots, a big game, and for you guys, the story of dominance throughout this tournament. When, during that non-conference part of the calendar, did you guys realize you had something special going?
I'd say after the PK85 tournament, when we beat Oregon, Alabama, and Iowa State, those three teams were poised for a big-time year. And they had a lot of hype going into the year. We wanted to add ourselves into that hype and show what we were made of. And I think after that, it really took off from there.
You know, seeing you guys and the closest you have with Coach Hurley is awesome. Tell me a story about Coach, about the closeness of something that says, you know, when I think about Coach, this is a story that comes to mind.
Honestly, I just think you just got to watch his practices during the season. I think you could come up with thousands of stories just from watching him in practice. You know, he looks like a madman in practice, and I love him to death. I absolutely love him, but, you know, the intensity that he goes at, the passion that he has for this game. You know, he does some bizarre stuff. You know, he'll throw cones around the gym. He'll do pull-ups on the rim if, like, when we mess up. He'll honestly hop in the drill and show us how to do it. And, you know, I love him for that, and I love his intensity. I love his passion, and I just love the love that he has for the game.
You know, every time I look at him, I get a little bit of Mark Strong from Kingsman out there. So, like, there might be a little bit of chaos involved there. Now, one of the things that, you know, has become famous for the year is that your recruiting trip to UConn wasn't the greatest. Yet you still show up, and now you're a national champion. How did that go down, and what made you stick to UConn and becoming a Husky?
For that, all my visits were great. It was just that second visit. It was all about academics, so, you know, it wasn't my favorite one to go through. It was all those academic meetings, but, you know, UConn always felt like the spot for me, and it felt like home, honestly.
Hey, you lost your shoe during the game tonight. Did it ever happen to you before? You ever lose your shoe in the middle of the game?
No, that did not, and I was very pissed off. It happened during the national championship.
Yeah, but now you can sell that shoe on eBay and make a lot of money.
That is true, but I think I'm going to keep these for memories.
I'm not going to wear them anymore.
Something to work with that. So what do you do to celebrate?
Oh, just really enjoy time with our teammates. I mean, that was the last time we ever played basketball together, and now we got 1 month really before the semester ends to enjoy us before everyone moves on to their respective journeys. So just enjoy the time that we have with one another and really just try to embrace the moment.
Alex Caravan, 3 blocks, 5 points, national champion. Thank you so much for stopping by. Congrats, and look forward to talking to you down the road. Thanks so much. Have a great night. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Coach is a lunatic. He'd jump up
throw
and
do it. Like he's throwing cones around. Your chin-ups on the rim. I mean, come on.
Doing pull-ups on the rim. Yeah. I like how he says, oh, a coach will step in and show us how it's done. I'm like, I do that. I said, hey, listen, let me show you. Listen. This is how we do this drill, all right? This is how we do it. Let me show you. Give me a glove. Let me show you
might
how to do it.
Might be slightly more accomplished.
I don't know. I'm pretty softball baseball accomplished. I step into a drill and show you how it's done.
I know the kid dominated the rec leagues.
Let me show you how to pop up slide. I can show you that a little bit.
Or just a pop up.
Hey,
he got under it.
But look, that's what we've heard. Like, when we talked to Casey Jacobson last hour, you know, Casey, who's done college basketball games forever and has talked about Danny Hurley. And I said, what stands out to you about it? He goes, just watch him pregame. And you can see the love and the relationship he has with his team. With his team. Like, everybody is close. And players love that, you know, most coaches love their players, but this is something different. It's like he really bonds with his dudes. And he said, and he also looks insane during practices. Well, so this is double confirmation we've gotten on Danny Hurley.
But legitimately, like, you know, what are you, play like you practice? Coaching, mm-hmm. The same thing,
yeah.
Right? You see that intensity. If you're laid back and hands off, and we see this, you know, that was one of my favorite things when I used to get out on the road for training camp tours for the NFL, is you could tell there was a distinct difference between the coaches who were getting into the drills, going to each position group and making sure they got their eyes on, and instead of just waiting for a report after practice. No, you're down there with the offensive lineman walking across two fields to get over there where they're working in a little pit off to the side because you want to see it hands-on. Hurley's that guy that is in the gym and is immersed in every one of those drills, and that plays, right? It's about buy-in, right? Getting your kids to buy in that you're coaching. If you're getting in and showing technique as opposed to, no, not like that. Here's a video clip from the Tom Amansky video. Here's me, you know, trying to show you
motion.
That's
a really high hat you're wearing in that Tom Amansky. Yes, it's a very high hat.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
But that's the thing about coaching, and this is what people forget. And this is something from youth level up to a level of college basketball and the NBA. There's different kinds of success. And we tend to default, or we did, to, hey, here's the coaches that are the geniuses, that have the right system, and here's a drill we're going to do where you're going to do this, 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 and this, and then we have another drill where we're going to work you to exhaustion, and you're going to do this, and the muscle memory, and we tend to default towards those. Those are the geniuses, right? The success, what's the John Wooden quote? 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration, right? That's how it always used to be. You work hard, you work hard, you work hard, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, you keep grinding, grinding, and that was one way to look at it. But now in the last few years, you look at successful coaches and you can do it very differently. There's lots of coaches that can look up a drill on YouTube and put it out there and say, oh, I like this. You guys, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that, put out a drill and go, hey, we're going to do this. You're going to run it. But being able to communicate and to be able to connect with each player individually, because each players are individuals. And that's a lesson that, look, that's something I've always prescribed myself to. Every girl is different that I coach, and to try to find a way to make them the best version of themselves that they can be. That's kind of what it is. And that's the way that you can succeed, that now is starting to become much more acceptable, that it's about the relationship. Because you bring, look, talented players come in, right? It's not like UConn gets way more talented players than others. Look, schools like Duke, certainly they get the McDonald's All-Americans, and North Carolina, they get the McDonald's All-Americans. But it's when they come in, how do you make them better? And we always used to default to, this was that way, the 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. But now that's not the case. And maybe having shorter practices is something that worked, right? Why is Mike Brown runaway coach of the year in Sacramento, right? What's one thing he does? Shorter practices. Players love him for that, right? You don't need to have every practice be a 2.5-hour monster practice where we're going to do this and this and this. Hey, they love Mike Brown. The team's winning. Why? Hey, I get as much out of you in 90 minutes that I would get if we had another 45 minutes. So if we go hard for 90 and you pay attention, hey, that works. So there's different, it doesn't always mean work to exhaustion, but in some ways your coach needs to be able to get with every player and connect with every player. And you just heard that story that Alex Caravan told about him. Look, hey, doing pull-ups on it and doing this and jumping in and showing you, this is how we'll do it, this is how we do it. You can tell that he connects with his players. And that's and to me, that's better. That's way better than just saying, hey, we're going to go out here and do these and do these drills, and then you're going to get out there and have all the fundamentals.
All the theoreticals.
Because you're good anyway, right? You're coming in, you got to know that, right? You got to know that coming in, this guy, you're not bringing a guy into UConn to teach him how to play basketball. You're bringing a kid in who is pretty good. Okay, how do we bang out the dents? How do I connect with you and get you to buy in? And there's 12 to 15 people that Danny Hurley's got to do that with, that all coaches have to do that with. And you can see the results for Danny Hurley now. And then you see other coaches, and it's they have different ways. And for the longest time, look, the same thing with Syracuse. Like Jim Boeheim was a guy that let his assistants do all the coaching, which is great for recruiting, and it's great for being, and now Adrian Autry's stepping in, and the mm-hmm. players all know him. But if you're a little bit removed from practice, can you still do that? Do you need to be down on the floor with them and going through everything so they hear your voice all the time? Not that there's a right and a wrong way, but this way that Danny Hurley is now becoming way more appreciated than it used to be. And because I wouldn't be surprised to find out what kind of drills you do. Well, we do that. Oh, okay, that's pretty much stuff that everybody does. But they all do it to a great level, or they're all able to figure out any circumstance and situation mm-hmm. because, hey, I buy into coach, and I'm a happy player, and I always believe a happy player is a good player, and I buy into that, and I buy into what he's got, and I buy into my teammates. And what did Alex Caravan just say there at the end? This is our last time to play basketball together. We have another month before people mm-hmm. graduate, and this is what we're. This was our last time to play together. So you tell me that's not a program that everybody is all in for mm-hmm. each other on? Forget it, man. That's everything you need to know about UConn was in that interview with Alex.
But
Caravan.
I mean, that's a hell of a perspective from a freshman guy. Mm. Right, the one missed opportunity for me, and this would have been the selfish moment, is that he is a product of the IMG Academy. Mm-hmm. Since I was wandering around there a couple weeks ago when my daughter was there for a soccer showcase tournament thing, and I'm walking past the batting cage, I'm like, what else is going on here? Because you look it up and you see tuition and you see what the program is about. It's like, I want to know behind the scenes, what else is going on? What do you got, man?
Everything you need to know. Was Alex Caravan right
that
there?
That was fantastic.
Everything you need. Yep. I mean, that's the team in a nutshell. And that's where, hey, okay, hiring a guy who's going to be that kind of person. And look, we talked about Danny Hurley 2 weeks ago saying, you know, this is a guy that's got to get credit for being one of the top two or three coaches in all of college basketball. Why? Because everywhere he's been has been the same. He started out as a head coach at Wagner College, Staten Island. Yeah, Staten Island, Wagner College, all the camps I went to at Wagner College. First year with Wagner wasn't great. Second year, 25 games. Gets a gig at Rhode Island. First couple of years, Rhode Island was just okay. After that, 20-win team, NCAA tournament team. Okay? Gets a gig at UConn, right? Now, three different levels. Low-level D1, mid-level D1, high-level D1. First 2 years at UConn, just kind of okay. After year two, 20-win teams, and now culminating with a national championship here in 2023. Everywhere he has gone, he's been successful. And that's not about a system, and it's not about how – this is about getting people – all walks of life, right? Again, low level, mid level, high level, wherever you're coming from, to come and play at a high level for you. I mean, Danny, I mean, that's he's like that old new school guy, you know, coming from the blue blood coaching he did, his dad coaching as long as he has, his brother coaching, brother a big star in college basketball. I mean, it's there for him, man, Danny Hurley.
See, now they're ready for the six-man tag team now that he's got his title belt that he can put around. The other question, when he was at Rhode Island, how long do you think he spent in Quahog?
Or at the Tennis Hall of Fame. Tennis Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice. Yeah, done. Yeah, there you go.
Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike? It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So there you go. Why does UConn win? Alex Caravan basically just told us. Coming up next, we have more on the national championship game. And the biggest thing to know coming off it, what's next? We'll tell you. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And TJ, oh, hello, Gary Newman. Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike.
Jason, nicely done.
Take one guess what this song's about.
I don't know.
Automobiles.
Oh. It's not about anime? No?
Oh, gosh. It'd play every second then. Oh,
okay. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. the way tire buying should be. You don't need a song called Cars, but there's a group called Cars. No, no, no. We'll do a song called Cars. But won't people think the Cars are doing that song? No, 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 no.
It won't sound anything like it.
We're going to call the song Cars, and it's by me, Gary Numan. Okay, but it's not, okay, but you realize the Cars are a really popular band. Yes, 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 yes. But we're going to kind of piggyback on their success. If you heard that new song, Cars, people will think it's by the band Cars. But then they hear my voice and say, that doesn't sound like the guy from the Cars. But the song is called Cars, and then I'm a superstar. And maybe That's he's it. Opening for the Cars.
Well, I mean, look, you can't fault a good strategy.
No.
Even if it got people to listen once. Like nowadays, this would be genius.
No.
Because everybody, would you get credit for the listen? They get a couple of bars in and then you start singing. It's like, wait, that's not them.
No.
It's not the Cars.
Not the Cars.
That was Lightning McQueen and Mater, right?
Lightning McQueen, I will shout it from someplace very high.
Ka-chow.
Hey, I thought this was supposed to be the chick era, baby. Ka-chinga, ka-chinga. Ew, easy on the confetti. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, not to toot my own horn here, but boy, did I have a big weekend into Monday predicting college basketball, right? What did I predict? What did we do? I said San Diego State was going to win.
Oh, no, you had a perfect trifecta. Yeah.
San Diego State was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
They won. UConn was going to win. They won. LSU was going to beat Iowa in the women's game.
Yeah.
LSU won. UConn was going to win this game. UConn won. And my big one was, what did I tell you?
And the bonus.
Another prediction. LSU and Iowa was going to be the highest rated women's basketball game of all time. Right? This just in. According to national numbers by Nielsen, LSU's win over Iowa in the national championship on Sunday, the most viewed NCAA women's basketball game on record.
What was it, like a 9-9 or something like that, right?
9-9. Yeah. 9-9. A 100% three jump over last year, which, oh, by the way, pretty big game with South Carolina and UConn. So I tell you, man, that's 5 for 5. That's 5. Could I have bet that in Vegas? Could I have bet that? Hey, I want to bet these 4 results, and this is going to be the highest rated game in basketball.
Book would have had it. Sure. You could bet a lot of stuff.
Like, if I had done that, like, could I have won a lot of money? Yeah. Like, would I have gotten big odds on that?
No.
No.
Jason.
Yeah.
You would have lost your parlay because you had the Mets today.
I would not have had the Mets. I'm not going to have the Mets on a Monday after a 4-game series where they went 3-1. No, I'm not going to do it.
No, legitimately, I mean, you wouldn't have had huge odds, but if you bet enough, it would have been a nice payout.
And a bold prediction.
Because 3 games is a 6-1 return.
Okay.
4 games, what is it? 10-1?
Would it be 10-1?
10-1. And then you add your fifth, which I think that one was, I don't think you would have gotten great odds on that.
Okay. But I would.
Because I think given the trajectory and the Caitlin Clark effect and the Kim Mulkey love hate relationship, because you respect the coach.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But let's face it, there's a lot of people that have a liking problem with her.
Sure.
But the fact that she stole Charlotte Flair's wardrobe.
Yeah.
Charlotte, who fell to Rhea Ripley on Saturday night.
Spoiler alert.
For the women's title. Kind of a big deal. But she came out with the ruffles and bows or whatever. Yeah, no.
But I would have been adding on
that's what I'm saying.
4 games, and I'm adding on a great prediction.
So you had the 5-game parlay. Mm-hmm. Would have given you a nice payout here. You know, 5-team parlays, 22-1.
The Mets would have screwed you.
Wow, I could have really done something.
But you didn't.
No, but I could.
But in the end, we went and you had the big shot.
Yeah.
The miracle shot.
Yes.
That game was, you want to talk about unwatchable game.
But again,
it just has to be close. And we need a big moment down the stretch.
It just has to be close.
But that one, man, that was not a pretty game. But a great comeback from San Diego State. And that one, this game against UConn, they got it down to 6, and that was as far as it went before the 17-point finale.
Now, speaking of big moments,
yeah,
tonight marks the end of an era. Now, it's not that we're not going to see him. We'll see him on our TVs on Thursday. But Jim Nance,
Jim,
broadcasting his final national championship game. He and Tony Romo, after a long run, will no longer broadcast the national championship game in college basketball. Jim, the ball is round. They bounce it on the ground. Jim, they can complete passes after bouncing the ball on the ground. Jim, I don't believe this. Jim, this is huge. Jim, this is fantastic. So,
but Jim, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. Sorry.
I really miss Tony Romo. So, Jim Nance stepping away from broadcasting college basketball. Now he's going to go only on have seven jobs. This is how he signed off. The very last words he said on the air as a college basketball play-by-play man, throwing to one shining moment after the end, after the final call, the Huskies are champions. This is how Jim Nance signed off, and it's getting a lot of attention because, hey, I got to say, after 30 years of doing the national championship game, yeah, you got to do it the right way.
Tom Moore than at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You got to bust the play here.
I mean, this is a walk-off kind of moment right here.
The ball is loose, and it's alive.
It's not Jim Nance. It's not Jim
Jason,
Nance.
Jason, that's actually a good call by him.
It's not
hell of a call. Very animated. Very excited. Jim Nance.
I like his reference to forklifting.
It's not Jim
Nance.
That
was Jim Michaels Nance.
No, listen.
What?
Listen, no, it wasn't. That was Marv Albert, and he was doing the game with Dan Dierdorf.
Are you sure?
Yes, it was Marv
Albert.
Maybe
Nance was over chaperoning, you know, like standing above?
Let me ask you this. Serious question. How do you spell Nance?
N-A-N-C-E.
Okay, for Jim Nance, how do you spell that?
Is there a difference?
G-E-N-D.
N-A-N-C-E.
I mean, the guy is a legend. He's walking away, and what's trending is Jim Nance, N-A-N-C-E.
And
then you got, no, it's not Nance, it's T-Z.
That's how you spell it.
The guy's been on television for 30 bleeping years. You see his name at the beginning of every game.
Jason.
He says Nance. Jim Nance even says, I'm Jim Nance.
You're literally acting like you're never going to hear the guy ever again. People are going crazy. Dude, you're literally going to hear him in 3 days calling the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's not going
anywhere.
True.
No, when the PGA players and live golfers brawl day one, no, he'll be calling that.
Come on in if you will.
No, so, and then you got Tyshirt trolling him or me with it, but anyway, this is how Jim Nance signed off for the final time from the Final Four.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off hello friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
See you Thursday.
I have a dream. Singing ABBA.
You know what I like? It wasn't, you've done it better than anybody, Jim. It's, you've done it better than most.
Bill Raftery.
Not Bill Raftery.
No, Bill Raftery's only going to go so far with his praise.
He's not even going to tell you. You've been the best guy ever, Jim, let me tell you. Which is what you say in that you've done a fair job.
You did.
You've done better than most.
Congratulations on a job.
Yeah.
Done.
You've done better than most. And I would say, you know what? Blank your onions, Bill. How about that? Okay? I mean, seriously, you've done it better than most. Not you're the best at this is what you say. Whether you believe it or not, that's what you say about the guy. Hey, you know, nobody ever better. 30 Final Fours, national championships.
How do you not like that? I love that. Good for you, Bill Raftery.
You're better than most. In fact, Jim, let me give you a list of play-by-play guys.
You had a good run.
I think who are better than you. Okay, let me write here. Bob Costas, number one. Yeah, I mean, people forget he did St. Louis basketball. Al Michaels, I mean, come on. Miracle on Ice, let's go here. Hey, why are you in my ear about let Jim talk? I'm going people that, because he's better than most. Let me tell you about other people I think he's not better than. Iron Eagle. How about that? Because I'm going to have to sit next to him
next
year.
Legitimately, if he pulled out a list. Goes, here's my top five. You're on it.
Dick Enberg, right?
You guess where you are on my top five. Want to guess?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah,
Billy Mack.
Right.
Go ahead and guess.
Top five.
Go ahead and guess.
You've done it better than most.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like at the end of my life. Okay, Knockwood. at the end of my life, if I'm on my deathbed and my wife is holding my hand and I say, boy, we've had some kind of great run, haven't we? And she'll say, yeah. I said, you were the best. I love that I got to spend all my whole life with you. And she'll say to me, yeah, you're better than most. I mean, I don't...
Well, that means that she was running parallel lives.
I can't die. Wait a minute. I got to know what that means. Wait, no, I can't. Hook me up. Hook me back up.
Go away from the light. Go away from the light, man.
You've done it better than most is with the Raptors.
Well, I mean, now that you're bringing that into the marital status, that conversation takes on a whole new... whole new meaning there, buddy.
Do you think Tony Romo put that on the prompter? And Onions just read it? Like Burgundy?
Oh,
don't you
Romo
know?
Romo said to McCartney, goes, Bill, can you get this in on the final broadcast?
You're better than most. Oh, great thing. I mean,
you're getting emotional here. Are you dying and you're not telling me or what?
I just, just think about this for a second. The guy, every national championship since 1991, okay? He's been doing NCAA games since the mid-1980s. And it's weird for me, and I'll say this, because when's the last time I heard Jim Nantz call a national championship game? It's been a decade. Because
we've been
working on Monday nights, right? And before that, I maybe heard him do a couple. And then before that, it hasn't been since 2000 or, 2000.
No, that's right.
So I haven't heard it, but I respect what he's done. Look, and obviously football and hearing him every Sunday.
Jim!
Tony Romo, Jim, can I be the guy now? Jim, can I take your place? But I understand, how good he is. And whether or not I think he's the best... if I was sitting across from him, I would still say, you're the best, man. And no one's gonna hold you to that. No one's going to hold you to anything going, you said Jim was the best. No, you're saying goodbye to a guy that's done for over 30 bleeping years. And you're coming with this, you're better than most.
I got two
great,
for you.
Thanks.
Number one, Al Michaels, as part of the Barrett Summit a couple of weeks ago, started going through all his broadcast partners. Said, I've worked with over 100 partners. And he started naming some of them. So you're thinking, all right, they've got to be the best. And then he goes, and then there's O.J. Simpson and Bruce Jenner. And he paused and he gets the appropriate responses. Goes all through that. But I've had that happen. Like, I've been in the slot on Fox Sports Sunday and the fantasy show, the fantasy freaks, all of that for a very long time. There've been a lot of people that have come in and worked with me for maybe a football season or through the off season, and then someone would sit back and come back in, NFL analyst. And I've had people ask that question, hey, where do I rank with the partners you've had on Sunday? What do you respond with? You say, you were one of them. What the hell? I mean, you're not going to say you're the best. I'm not going to say you're a jerk. I didn't like working with you. I was like, you were one of them. Read into that what you will.
Play it again, AT. I just want to hear Bill Raftery say you're better than most. God,
Tom
more
Moore than at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You got
to
bust.
You did ask him to play it again.
And Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's a lot.
That is Nance's best work. Jason, I now know how to spell it.
Okay, good. How is it?
Nanze.
Very good. That's Nanze.
Are you sure?
I think so. Yes.
Nants.
Not Nantes.
How do you spell it then?
Nantes.
There's no way.
Like the movie Ants?
Yeah.
Except with an N on the front.
Fun fact, the grasshopper scene where he's talking about, like, these ants can't know they can overcome us. One of the best in movie history.
It is true.
History.
Top five.
No, Jason,
movie
go back
moment.
And watch it.
No. I would say, at that moment, better than most. Better than most.
Jason, he's literally depicting, he's like, if they know they're more than us, they can take us over. It's iconic.
Now let's break down the actor James Woods. No, let's not.
Mike, buy me a Hopper card.
I'll find you a Hopper card, sure.
So tonight was Jim Nance's last NCAA tournament broadcast. Can you guys name his first?
His first broadcast?
Wasn't that Houston?
For NCAA broadcast, tournament broadcast.
Mid-80s.
I'll give you the year.
Okay.
It was 86.
His first game. What was big in 86? Oh, did he do that? 86 was Navy and David Robinson. They lost to Duke. That was also Cleveland State. Navy beat Syracuse that year, too.
Everybody beat Syracuse.
I'm going to say Navy, David Robinson.
You are wrong.
Oh, wow. That's a good guess, though. I mean, look at me knowing 86. Like
that's
that.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah. Ken the Mouse McFadden? Sure.
Oh, sure. Nicely done. Yeah.
How about a second round game between Duke and Old Dominion?
That was his first game.
That was his first tournament game.
How about that?
Duke in 86. Duke in 86. Was Johnny Dawkins on that team? Was that Johnny Dawkins? 86? Was that Jay Billis? Was Jay Billis on that team?
Yes, he was.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, buddy.
Johnny Dawkins and Tommy Amaker was on that squad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
Really, Jim Nance is retired. We don't get one more one-shotting
moment. I thought
about
it. You know what? He stopped running up the hill. That was the symbolism here.
Jason,
Nance said, to hell with it. I'm not doing it anymore.
For everybody here at CBS and all you live golfers that's going to just find a rough going at Augusta coming up in a few days, I'm not even going to say your names. Took all that money and left a tour that was making you rich. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies for the last time. I'm Jim Nance. That's N-A-N-T-Z. Out. Blank you, Raftery.
One of the better than most my ass. Listen to this call.
Time now for the play of the night brought to you by Progressive. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. The play of the night, clearly, has to be Jim Nance signing off from CBS college basketball for the last time, right? Again, we're going to see him in a couple of days, and he's still going to see him doing
games. But this one he puts in a box.
This is it.
It goes to the vault.
Yep, puts the game in a box. So here's Jim Nance signing off.
What a gift that would be.
Yeah. And, and, of course, the best part is Bill Raftery, when he decides, I got to jump in and say something, and I'm going to kind of diminish what your accomplishments have been for the last 30 years. Here's the play of the night.
Deals again to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Bryce Terang. He just hit one out of here with the bases loaded.
Wow, Nance was pumped.
Yeah, you sound like Johnny Nimbus from Liv and Maddie, the weatherman.
How many,
How
many hits we have today? Two. That's all we got. Two blank hits. Harry, I don't think
so.
You
Jason,
can say
did
that.
They end the game when it was 10-0, or they kept going?
Yeah, mercy rule.
It was mercy. Yeah, they ended mercy.
And then he said mercy.
Funny. You guys are both
like
very
John
funny.
Stamos.
I mean, Bob Uecker, guys. Bob Uecker.
Yeah. Legend.
Brewers Radio. Yes, the Mets lost today, 10-0.
But see, Jason, your guys' team already struggles, and now you have a pitch clock. So what are you going to do?
We're 3-2. What are you talking about? Struggle? You don't know what you're
season's
talking
over.
About.
3-2? You almost lost half the season.
Half to, no, there's 162 games.
I don't care. You're almost halfway losers right now.
Halfway losers?
Jeez.
No, dude, that's the Phillies. They're 0-5.
Oh, gosh.
You guys have been in third place for the last 5 years. All right, here it is. Here is Jim Nantz and your play of the night.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream, and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off Hello Friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
Yes. We have traveled down the road.
He says, be kind. And Raptor, he says, you've done it better than most, my friend.
You had a good run, my friend.
Thanks for being my friend, except you, Raptor. The hell is that crap?
You think he pulled out
most.
A chair? He stood up, grabbed his chair, and cracked him over the back?
You've done it better than most.
By God, Nance is taking Raptor down.
That's the best. Onions. One final time for Bill Raftery. You shut up. Don't say a word. Mike Harmon, Alex Teichert, Justin Frostberg, Steve DeSager, and everybody here at Fox Sports Radio. See you Thursday for the Masters. Ben Maller is next. And hey, Ben Maller has been one of my best friends for a long time. He's better than most.
Better That's than ben most. Maller. Yeah.
Fox.
Nancy!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.